yoga nidra practice. Lay your body down and find your position of rest. Knees slightly supported, feet hip width distance apart, the arms at a slight angle out from the body as well. Palms up, down, or facing inward. Remember, if this isn't available to you, whether it's where you're at or how your body is feeling, you might also choose to remain seated or reclined. Wherever you are, just check in. Make sure your spine feels long instead of congested, the chin drawn slightly down, finding that space between each vertebra of your back. And lifting almost, right? That puppet string lift, lifting the crown of your head to create even more length, more space through the back, through the spine. And softening your shoulders, closing down your eyes. And as you settle into your sacred space today, acknowledge that this practice isn't always meant to change things, to transform things. Yes, that happens. But sometimes this is a practice rather to simply tune in to what is. Ooh, that one felt like a title. Tune in to what is, as you are. And so, arriving here, grateful for and letting go of the day or the night so far, all of the moments that have led you to this very moment. The body recognizing itself as it relaxes down into the lap of the earth, right? Where we all come from, Mother Earth. And for some of us who are feeling tired, this is perhaps the first opportunity in a while to simply sigh with relief as we can settle and relax now, be held and supported, let go. So become aware of where the body meets the floor, that wonderful embrace. The earth meeting the body. The earth meeting the self. And notice if there's anywhere you're still holding on to any tension or habits, or maybe holding stiffness in the body. Just noticing. We all have our areas. That may be the shoulders, pull them down, relax them nice and broad. Maybe it's the belly, the pelvis, or the jaw, some clench in any of those areas. Maybe the forehead with that wrinkled brow still looking, right, even if the eyes are softly closed. Let any and all grip, tension, strain, furrow, evaporate from your body. And if it aids your practice, maybe you visualize this as steam on the exhale, releasing that tension. Feel it evaporate. Steam rising up and away, leaving the body. So welcoming ourselves home, welcoming the whole of the body as it is right here, home. And know, of course, if there's any adjustment that you need to make, that's fine for you to move the body as needed now or throughout your practice. There's a name in the practice that describes the body being so relaxed that the need for movement eventually dissolves and dissipates. It simply doesn't arise. But of course, sometimes the body does need to move a little. So tending to that now, if that urge does bubble up and float to the top of your awareness, if you're aware of a need to move, simply do so. No worries, just move with the intention to return back to stillness, to that hypnagogic state. Now, let's begin our nidra journey where we will consciously enter the body, using awareness to journey deep down into the body, where all of our deepest truths are stored, where every experience you have ever had is stored. Even those experiences which have been passed down to you. Through this process, we bring attention and healing to ourselves and all the cells that comprise us. With eyes closed and soft, bring awareness to the nature of your breathing, noticing its texture, temperature, and depth, and allow it to gracefully lengthen, falling in through the nostrils, a soft face, and exiting through the nostrils, relaxing your tongue and jaw. As you inhale, let the breath sink down into your lungs, continue down through your organs, legs, feet, and toes. And as you exhale, let the awareness stay in your feet. Breathing in, sending the breath down, you may visualize that with each out breath, roots begin to grow from the soles of the feet and any other part of the body that may be touching the ground, tapping into the earth, stabilizing and nourishing you. Inhaling, moving the breath all the way down. Exhaling, sending your roots deeper. Inhaling down, exhaling deeper, inhaling down, wave of breath, exhaling, roots digging down, sinking down deeper, inhaling down, exhaling deeper. Here you are held by the earth. And from this place of rootedness, of stability, of ground, of support, let's create an intention for this practice. Your Sankalpa, a short positive statement spoken to yourself with gratitude in the present tense, such as, I am whole. I have all the help I need. I am supported. I am part of community. I belong. I matter. I am playful. I am peaceful. I am held. I am love. Whatever else may be calling to you in this moment, repeat your Sankalpa 3 times to yourself now. We will now begin our journey through the body, bringing awareness to each place as it is named. Try to remain awake or aware during this process, but as always, know that if you fall asleep, your subconscious and your whole being will still be listening and benefiting from the whole practice. Let's begin today at the crown of the head. Feel, sense the crown of your head, the front of the scalp, the back of the scalp, the right side of the head, the left side of the head, your forehead, the third eye, eyebrows, eyes, eye sockets, bridge of the nose, tip of the nose, right nostril, left nostril, right cheek, left cheek, right ear, left ear, upper lip, lower lip, space between the lips, the top of the tongue, under the tongue, root of tongue, middle of tongue, tip of tongue, jaw, chin, throat, hollow of throat, the upper back, right shoulder blade, left shoulder blade, top half of the spine, lower half of the spine, the right shoulder, left shoulder, right upper arm, left upper arm, right elbow, left elbow, right forearm, left forearm, right wrist, left wrist, right hand, left hand, tops of hands, both thumbs, both index fingers, middle fingers, ring fingers, little fingers. Feel the tips of all 10 fingers. Feel the pads of all 10 fingers, both palms and both arms together. The right collarbone, left collarbone, right pectoral muscle, left pectoral muscle, heart center, the top half of your torso, your belly, right hip bone, left hip bone, the lower half of your torso, your pelvis, pubic bone, right buttock, left buttock, the hamstrings, space behind your knees, the right calf, left calf, right heel, left heel, right sole of foot, left sole of foot, the right arch, left arch. Feel both big toes, second toes, third toes, fourth toes, pinky toes. Feel the tips of all 10 toes, the tips of your left toes, the tips of the right toes, the tops of your feet, your ankles, shins, knees, quadriceps, pelvic bowl, the whole right leg, whole left leg, both legs together, the front of the torso, back of the torso, the right arm, left arm, both arms together, the neck, face, and head, the upper body, lower body, back of body, front of body. Now feel once again the feet rooting down. The feet rooting down. What part of your body is asking for extra awareness in this moment? Tune in. What parts of your body is asking for extra awareness? And could you bring breath, compassion, and acceptance to that place? Allow the roots of your breath to enter there. Without trying to change the sensation, let your breath bring spaciousness and a gentleness. If it helps, you may visualize a healing hand on that place. A nourishing color, perhaps. Breathe here. Feel and explore here. Tune in to what is. Now bring that gentle awareness to your third eye and fall back here, simply witnessing without effort these restorative images, like a massage for your mind. A misty ocean wave. A budding flower in warm morning light. A serene mountain spring. Desert sand. Stone silhouettes. A willow tree by the river. A constellation in a dark night sky. The reflection of sunset on a still lake. And as a breeze washes away the reflection of the sunset in the now not so still lake, so may it carry away any tension remaining in your body. The same breeze that washes away the sunset reflection, causing ripples in the lake. The same breeze that eases tension, that carries with it strength and nourishment for the soul. And returning back to awareness of the ebb and flow, the breeze of the breath now. Just broadening out and imagining the ebb and flow of the breath of Mother Earth herself. All of the forests, all of the green fields and plants breathing. That ebb and flow of the oceans and of Mother Earth gently and steadily spinning around her axis and around the sun. And so, the qualities associated with the earth element steadies our ability to transition with ease. The earth is always spinning. And yet, when we allow ourselves to feel truly grounded, we feel steady and stable because the transition is constant. So just as at a cellular level, we are always moving, always shifting, always changing, but may we too embody the calm and the steadiness of Mother Earth as we navigate our way through our day, throughout our lives. Feel the breath of the earth inside of you. And become aware of your navel, the center point of your body. And imagine a lovely ball of energy at the navel, a really warm feeling in your own belly, inviting that warmth to truly nourish you from the inside out. And so, we're going to take the breath, that warmth, the awareness from the navel down the lower body for a few breaths, almost ebbing and flowing with every breath in and out. So from the navel, just expanding down to the pelvis, into the hips, down the legs, through the knees, and on the exhale, come back up to the navel. So inhale from navel, expanding down the pelvis, into hips, down legs, to the knees. On the exhale, come back up the way you came to the navel. Navel to knees, knees to navel. Then inhaling from the navel, down the pelvis, through the legs, down to the ankles, and exhaling back to your center, your warm navel. Breathing in from navel all the way down to the ankles. Exhale back up to warm navel center. Now inhale down all the way to the toes and exhale back to the center. Continue to breathe in this way, from the navel down through the legs, soles of feet and toes. With every exhale, you can relax a little more, allowing the earth of your body to come home. Inhale, navel to toes. Exhale, invite that steadiness in, toes to navel. Now we'll bring the awareness to your upper body. So starting again at your warm navel point, and inhale up through the chest, into collarbones and the shoulders. Exhale, return back to the navel on the exhale. Breathe in, navel to shoulders. Exhale, back down. And expanding further now, inhale up to shoulders, up the throat, down to the elbows. Exhale, elbows, throat, back down to the navel. wrists, the palms of the hands, and up to the third eye. Then exhale back to the navel. Inhale, navel all the way up to shoulders, neck, third eye, down the arms into palms of the hands. Exhale back to the navel. Now inhale, extend all the way to the tips of the fingers and thumbs and up to the crown of the head. And exhale back to the navel. Few breaths here. From navel, up the body, down and out through fingers and top of the head. Exhale back to warm center. Few breaths, breathing from the navel all the way to the edges of the upper body. And then focusing on the navel, breathing now from the navel, breathing throughout the whole body. Maybe you start small and gradually build and spread out into the very edges, toes, fingers. Or maybe doing the opposite. Maybe starting from your edges, slowly making your way in closer to center. Soft, easy breath flowing in and out. Feeling calm and stable and steady, as if every exhale you come home to yourself that little bit more. When we are in our center, how does that feel? When we feel truly nourished, how does that feel? When we are capable, when we are in our power, how does that feel? Where is that in the body? The earth element is about being and residing in our center. The earth element is embodying Mother Earth's capacity to move with ease, balance, and steadiness. When we find ourselves out of balance, often it's because we are simply not nourished enough. So coming home to ourselves, inviting all the weary parts of us to settle and relax. Nourishing self. And the key emotion related with the earth element is that of empathy, where we connect with one another, able to really see someone else's situation, to feel with them. May we just now offer that to ourselves. May we be the Mother Earth to ourselves. May we nourish ourselves here. So as we begin to navigate our way to the end of this practice, inspired by the earth element, one way to really support ourselves now and in the coming days can be to offer ourselves a small affirmation, a sankalpa, to help shore and fill us up in the perhaps choppy waters of days to come. Offer yourself nourishment now. Repeat your Sankalpa 3 times. Tune in to what's here. And deepening the breath, welcoming a more awake and aware breath, longer, deeper, maybe noisier, coming back to the noises around us, the physical sensation of clothing on your skin, the temperature of the air, the set, the setting, the space that you are in, and this sanctuary that we have created here. Maybe inviting some movement, slide the tongue around behind the teeth, gently turning the head side to side, just to balance out the experience in the brain. Maybe a big stretch, make the body as long as feels good. You can hug the knees in. Make the body as small as feels good. You can roll side to side, maybe come to a seat, remain in the fetal position, or stay on your back. Movement can come when it's time. Pause here. Feel your center, feel that warmth emanating from within. Pause and notice how you feel. Tune in to what is here and allow the rest to unfold. With my hands at my heart center, I bow to you. This practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Namaste, my friend.